Would you like me to introduce her, or would you
go
like
ahead.
To introduce yourself? And now I can introduce Dr. Maureen Lichtfeld, who's going to be speaking to us about a DVD intervention from Tulane University.
Thank you, and good afternoon. For a minute or so, we were afraid that we would be teaching ourselves here, so I appreciate you being here. It's very heartening to see that there are common themes, and so you'll see some of those common themes in there, so at least we're on the same side of science. First, I'd like to acknowledge my co-PI sitting in the back, Dr. Gloria Giarratano from Louisiana State University, and Farah Arosamena, the research program manager, my left, right-hand brain, and all of the other parts of my body. Also want to acknowledge the Louisiana Cancer Research Consortium, the funder of this seed grant for this study, Angie Brown, as well as Sarah France. But particularly, we would like to acknowledge our community partners, the Franklin Avenue Baptist Church Holistic Ministry, and the lead of that ministry always organizes our meetings right after church, and so you cannot miss that session. Very strategic. Daughters of Charity, the Stanley Scott Cancer Center, particularly the River Region Cancer Center, and the St. Charles Community Health Center. So as background, when people ask me where I'm from, and I say I'm from New Orleans, they say, is the university open again? Yes, for 3 years now, and we're doing just fine. The city, though, is a different issue. The city is still slow in recovery. In fact, the slowest if you look across other hurricanes. I highly recommend you read and visit the Kaiser Family Foundation second baseline survey, where communities indeed indicate that. As you've heard from others, but also for us, breast cancer is the most common cancer diagnosis among African American women, and they are less likely to be diagnosed early, as you've seen also before. Going down to where we are in Louisiana, you can see that there are the differences between U.S. and white and African American are stark. If you look at Louisiana, those differences are even more profound. And if you then take one step lower and look at the New Orleans region, it's almost a doubling, the differences in mortality. Against the backdrop, pre and post Katrina in New Orleans, 4 in 10 residents are low income. 1 in 5 adults are uninsured. We're uninsured pre-Katrina, and you'll see the data post-Katrina. Healthcare coverage really varies, but I'd like you to note that even though there are differences between African American and whites, it's still very high overall in terms of healthcare coverage in the Gulf South. And then you see the same, a very stark difference in income between whites and African Americans. We ranked third. This is not to be boosting, because it's a bad ranking of women who are non-adherent to mammography for the last 2 years. Percentage-wise, it's 24.2% in Louisiana. So we have a tremendous background of a problem to deal with. And so it's against that backdrop that we looked at, and Dr. Champion, this is work from Dr. Victoria Champion, I don't know whether she's in the room, who developed a DVD, an interactive DVD for the Midwest, working with Blue Cross Blue Shield, as an intervention strategy to entice women who are non-adherent and uninsured to get a mammogram. And so we looked at that DVD and say, well, could it work for us? And so this study is about that, could it work for us? Looking not only at the relevance of the behavioral messages, but particularly at the cultural context, and you heard some of that in the previous presentation. Cultural, not only where it is, but also in terms of geographic setting. You will see in a bit that we have chosen both urban as well as rural clinics. And so our research design will be focused on adapting this DVD tailored to African American and Caucasian women who are uninsured in the Gulf South and non-adherent. We are taking, as you, as I shared with you before, a very participatory action strategic approach. And we are focusing on assessing both the behavioral content and the contextual presentation of the message. Now, you would say, well, if you have that kind of backdrop in terms of SES, why in the world would you use a DVD? I can tell you that unlike many believed, immediately post-Katrina, the internet was the most predominant communication channel, most effective. It wasn't radio, it wasn't TV, it was the internet. And so virtually everyone has that kind of access. Similarly, many of us, including myself, don't have a home phone. We have a cell phone. That is our way of communicating. And so it's very different as when people picture low-income population, they think, well, they are technology less advanced. And that actually is not the case. Oh, it is an interactive DVD, and that's what we will be reviewing with the participants. They're asked a series of questions, as you can see, age, if they ever had a mammogram, their ethnicity, if there is a family history. The methods that we're using, as you've heard from the previous two studies, are focus groups. We are, in addition, there are three sets of questionnaires. Pre and post usability satisfaction questionnaire, a scale of ethnic experience, and the SF36 health survey. And I'd like to say a little bit more about the last two. The scale of ethnic experience is a 32-item, 5-point Likert scale self-report questionnaire. The reason why we're doing it is because it gathers deeper down into the issue of ethnicity and trying to look at it, particularly for perceived discrimination. Mainstream confidence. How comfortable are they in what is happening in mainstream and mainstream public health? Social affiliation and ethnic identity. I don't know. Some of you may have been in the same session. It's either yesterday afternoon. I was in a session that was focused on the relevance of race, and it was a genomic session. The relevance of race in diagnosis, and so. How we identify ourselves is different than perhaps our genetic footprint, but it's as equally important as how we identify ourselves. And the discussion during that session was exactly about that. The SF36 health survey wants to drill down further and look at the contextual circumstances that might influence a woman adhering or availing themselves of a mammogram. So there are 106, we're focusing on 128 women, rural and urban, in phase one. Phase one are community advocates, and I'll come back to that. But they're typically people who, either women who are already adherent, or leaders in the local clinics that we're working with, or leaders in the community who are adherent. The next phase is focusing on uninsured women, both rural and urban. Both African American and whites. And then the last phase are those that we would call the support group, those that influence the decision making for mammography. And so in those three phases, a little bit more about who participates in there in terms of the eligibility requirements. Community advocates, you see, as I mentioned to you, healthcare providers, office personnel, community leaders, breast cancer survivors, very important. In phase two, that's where we are focusing on the age specifically, the eligible age group, 41 to 75, and looking at particularly either uninsured or underinsured women. And in phase three, we're focusing on partners, spouses, daughters, teachers, adult children, pastors, faith-based leaders who really are influencing decision-making. We're early too, and as I think the previous speaker said, it's not, things don't often work out the way you design it, so there were some delays in terms of enrollment clinically, but this gives you a sense of the demographics. We have purposefully over-recruited so that we can get to our 128. And you see some of the rural sites, so the consented number may not always be the number of participants in the focus group, but that's because we over-recruited. You see the urban sites as well as the rural sites. So we have three focus groups. Three of the four focus groups in phase one have been completed, and we are using Atlas DI as our analysis software. The early results are showing that definitely for the DVD we needed some changes in the way we present, who presents, what is being said. So really some changes from a cultural, contextual perspective. And how people behave in there. You see some very interesting things. In terms of mammography decision making, obviously insurance plays a big role. Transportation, it's very important. If they want it but they can't get there, it's not going to happen. And so one of the things we are doing is bringing the mammography, every participant will have a free mammogram, bringing that mobile unit to them rather than having them come. Age is a difference. Pain plays a role, not so much pain as part of the mammography itself, but also pain in terms of, does it remind me to do it? Is there a real incentive for me to avail myself of a mammogram? Family history, you've heard about fatalism. Same thing, it's God's will, and therefore I don't need to be proactive. So women who do or don't avail themselves of self-breast examine, is it really needed? And what is that priority for the day? Is the priority higher because my child is in a status asthmatica situation? That's a more urgent emergency visit than for me to make a special trip to have a mammogram of a disease that I may not have, that is not acute. On the perceptions and behavior side, one that was very, and you would appreciate that if, for those of you who have visited New Orleans and know about our jazz heritage, that the music in the DVD wasn't going to cut it. The importance of familial interaction is very critical. There is a very strong matriarchal societal context for us. How people dress and how they spoke. Obviously, you've heard three wonderful different accents this morning, and it is as rich as we are in New Orleans, but that makes a difference, how you are perceived and whether you're one of them or one of us or not. And in the current DVD, there's very little spousal interaction, and some of that it becomes very important if we're looking at spouses or partners to fulfill that phase three, that influencer role. And then where the setting is. Is the setting in a very stale, very formal, kind of like this room, or where we have bright Mardi Gras colors. And so where do we do it, where that message is set and the DVD is set becomes very important. So we are, to our knowledge, this has not been done before in the Gulf South target population, and so we're pursuing that. We are deliberately taking a community-based participatory approach because without them, it really is an academic study, and that's not our intent. We want to look and probe further on what the predictors are for non-adherence. One thing that's very clear to us, and was clear before, but particularly clear currently, is that access to healthcare doesn't equate to quality of care. And so we're going to probe on that further and looking at what those cultural barriers are to that. And lastly, in New Orleans, post-Katrina, the birth rate in Latinas has increased from 2% to 96%. And so it will be absolutely on a mission of us not to include Latinas. So we will do that. But the study also allows us to look across cancer types, and cervical cancer was one that was mentioned here, but also across gender and cancer. And so we can use the same approach for colorectal cancer, perhaps switch the gender role somewhat. We can look across diseases. So if it's the same group where we all also have problems with hypertension and diabetes, we can use that same strategy. And then lastly, we can even cut across lifespan in terms of 41 to 75. And for those of us, closer to the middle of that range, we would like to hold on to the young and not call ourselves elderly. But we can cross that lifespan with some of the with some of the messages and the strategy. Our next step is to fold this in a broader, full robust study, including Latina women, and then developing the DVD and the intervention based on the feedback we have gotten. Thank you. The moderator says we have time for questions. They were less likely to do it. Actually, they were also less likely to do breast exam. So when we asked, and this is, remember, this is, so if they weren't engaged in self-breast exam, it was less likely that they would also. Yes. 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 It had to speak to them. And so in New Orleans, we never have a meeting without food, for example. It has to be in that setting. And music is critical in our culture. And so if you music would never cut it.
And the family interactions that you mentioned, were they conflictual? Were they humorous? Were they
in the current DVD, they're very formal. And I don't... What the way it works for us is, it's very, for us, it's a much, first of all, it's a much broader family context than just one member of the family. Secondly, there is little, there is just a little on the faith-based interaction, and that's very substantial for us. And so in the content, I think we will have to play that up, and we'll have to actively involve some of the people that we are introducing in the phase one setting and in the phase three setting that are not represented in the current content of the DVD.
Based on what you found so far between the European American group and the African American group, do you think you'll be able to use the same video, or do you have to for each culture?
It's early to show, but I think that in New Orleans, based on my experience, we're really more heterogeneous than people think. And so the culture is less defined, and this is an excellent question, the culture is less so defined by race or ethnicity than it's defined by common experience. And so whether you're blue, purple, or yellow, if you live in New Orleans, jazz and gumbo are big things. Because we wanted to be as early as possible. I know there are the general guidelines have been shifting, you know, over time. But we wanted to we particularly picked that because that's in general where we're seeing it. We're also I haven't talked about this population setting and linking that with more of the basic research, the genetic predisposition. And so if you're looking at her too. Susceptibility, we wanted to go earlier than later. So that was the rationale, so that we can build in a genetic component when we go for the more robust study.
Thank you. Thank you very much.